was Mr. Bernard, and that I should speak to him about the couch because it's his property, and she referred to me to him because he had told her to tell me that. And at which time I went to the other side of the residence, which is it's a duplex unit. I knocked on a door and I talked to Mr. Bernard through an intercom system. I told Mr. Bernard that if the couch wasn't removed, that he would wind up getting an administrative fine for it, a $100 ticket. Basically, the conversation, like I say, was through through an intercom, and it wasn't face to face. Then I went back.
Let me ask you this: You've heard Mr. Bernard speak today. Are you sure it was his voice on the intercom?
Oh yes, it was Mr. Bernard, and I've talked to him since about this whole incident, and so I know it was Mr. Bernard. Just by our conversations as well, and as well as the voice. But I didn't see him necessarily that day. Then I went back on August 26th. I went back, at which time I knocked on the door, and within a reasonable amount of time, I did get a chance to talk to Mr. Bernard. He came out onto the porch with the video cameras again. He wanted to document the fact that I was giving him an administrative ticket, which time I gave him a $100 ticket. Our conversation was short, I guess would be the best terms for it, at which time he told me that he would not pay the ticket and he wasn't going to get rid of the couch. So I left the residence that day, and some period later, which was actually October 1st, I went back before October 1st. I saw the couch still wasn't removed, and I ran into on 9/26. I'm sorry, September 26th. I ran into Mr. Bernard in the lobby, at which time I served him a summons for this particular couch, and obviously that's what we're here for today. I have done some checking as well, and I have some pictures to offer the court about this couch.
Has he had a chance to see them yet?
Yes, he has.
Have you seen those pictures already?
I have seen them.
Have any objection? Have I seen them?
I don't see why not.
He saw them this morning. And I also showed him a copy of the tax records and the...
These were taken today?
I took those this morning, Your Honor. I have other pictures here. It's just duplicates, but they were a month ago. These are today's. This is the property owner of record that I got. He's also seen that, Your Honor. Mr. Bernard owns the property. That's that's a deed and from the tax office, from assessing.
Did you see this one? Go ahead.
And as I was saying.
Can you copy the ordinance?
I didn't bring another one with me, but I provided that to the court at the arraignment.
All right, I may have it on my desk somewhere. Can anybody get one in short order, in case I can't find it? This is the assistant city attorney, by the way.
Here you go.
This is the language from the ordinance.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You don't have
the whole, the two pages?
No.
Oh, you have.
Have you seen the ordinance itself?
I don't recall.
You need to look at it?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
And basically, Your Honor, the couch hasn't been removed, and it's still sitting on the side of the lawn as of today.
Through your testimony there?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Pat?
Yes, I do. Last time we were here at the arraignment, I made you an offer, or you and the city an offer. Is that true?
You're not here to discuss plea negotiations. I told you last time I don't take part in plea negotiations. That has nothing to do with this case. I can't take it into consideration anyway.
Okay. Well, the offer was in regards to facing my accuser. Do I have a right to face my accuser?
I don't know.
And is there a damaged victim in this case?
I guess I'd have to ask you what you mean by a damaged victim.
A damaged complaining party. Someone who has taken some sort of loss as a result of my inaction or actions.
If you're asking me if somebody was monetarily or physically damaged by your couch, the answer would be no.
Point of information, it is the tenant's couch.
Well, if you're going to give any facts you want me to consider, you have to be under oath, because I can't consider any statements of fact unless you...
Fair enough. So could you repeat your answer again?
I said if it was if your question refers to monetarily or physically, the answer would be no.
Have you read the New Hampshire Constitution?
Sure have.
Have you sworn an oath to the New Hampshire Constitution?
Sure.
Is the New Hampshire state government and the city of Keene government by consent of the governed?
It's irrelevant. You're trying to confuse the issues.
It's in regards to the nature and cause.
It's irrelevant. That's the order.
Do you have evidence that I have consented to be governed?
Irrelevant. Go on.
Is it your position that I have an obligation to obey City of Keene ordinances?
Yes, sir.
What evidence do you have to prove that?
I enforce the ordinances. And my evidence was presented before the court on what I believe was reasonable.
Specifically, I'm looking for the evidence that I have an obligation to obey the city ordinances.
The court takes judicial notice that people in the community, in the state, have an obligation to obey the laws of the community and the state.
Can you factually tell me what the state of New Hampshire is?
Irrelevant. It's the kind of questions I told you I don't want to hear from you.
You're making the assertion that I am a person in the community and the state, so in order to understand what you're saying, I need to know what the state is.
I'll consider you simply naive about this. Go on. These are not relevant questions.
Is it possible to be members of different societies but live in the same geographical region?
Irrelevant. Mr. Bernard, I'm not going to warn you again. You know darn well what kinds of questions are relevant to these proceedings.
I don't understand these proceedings. I'm trying to understand the nature and the cause of these proceedings.
They're a lot simpler than you're trying to make them out to be. You're trying to confuse the issues here. You have no constitutional right to do that under Article 1, Part 15 of the United States of the state constitution that you seem to be relying on here.
That's not what I'm relying on. There is no evidence that I have agreed to the Constitution. I believe it is you folks that have agreed to the Constitution.
You're making a political argument. I'm not going to listen to it.
Do you know who the... Who is the original complaining party?
I would object, Your Honor. My reason for this would be I responded to a complaint and I saw the couch myself, and I've offered photographs to the court. The complainant was really, it's irrelevant because I'm not using her as a witness.
I think he's entitled to know that. Unless there's some reason to find that this person is in imminent danger or something, but obviously if there are anything untoward happened with respect to that person, you'd probably have some suspicions as to who was responsible for it, but I think you need to give Mr. Bernard the answer to the question.
Okay, Your Honor. Her name is Michaela Engart.
And where does she live?
I'm not sure of the address, but it's down at the end of your street.
Okay.
Or the adjoining street.
Okay. Well, I'm. Please understand, I'm not familiar with the rules here, and so you're certainly welcome to stop me if I go off the wrong direction here. But do I have a right to? That's not what I want to ask. I'd originally wanted to simply speak with Ms. Engart as a neighbor, talk neighborly, and then get rid of the couch.
I can't entertain. If you want me to consider facts when I make my decision, you have to. If you're going to offer facts, you have to be under oath.
I don't have any more. more questions.
Okay. You have any anything else
no.
based on those questions?
No, sir, Your Honor.
Let me ask you about you. I see a highlighted provision here. That's the specific provision that Mr. Bernard is alleged to have violated is the litter provision.
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
Well, that's a definition of litter, but the actual subparagraph here is no person shall permit litter, rubbish, or garbage to accumulate upon any premises or the interior of any structure. And is that the provision we're relying on here? I don't. The complaint says 18-241.
Yes, sir. That's this whole chapter. But it is the litter, and it is the number 8, correct?
So it says no person shall permit rubbish to accumulate. What does that mean?
Well, it talks about litter, rubbish, garbage, and further down it says or any as in any article.
Well, any article?
Well, Your Honor, the city's position would be the same thing as showing a washing machine, a dryer, or a refrigerator on your lawn.
Well, I mean, what if somebody just wanted to have a couch on their lawn to sit on?
Somebody wanted a couch to sit on.
Yeah, and I've seen plenty of times fraternities and things when the weather gets warm in the spring, they take indoor furniture, they put it outside, and they sit on it.
We have them remove them, Your Honor.
Pardon?
We have them remove them.
Well, why? It's furniture.
It's interior furniture. It gets wet. It gets moldy.
I've got a little juvenile chair that I sit on when I weed the garden because it don't hurt my back. And if I left that out in the garden overnight, I could get charged with an ordinance violation? Because it's clearly indoor furniture.
I don't know if that's the same aspect as having a couch on your lawn for a year or two.
Well, do you know of anybody who's observed people sitting on there or just kind of sitting back reading a newspaper or something?
I've gone by that residence I don't know how many times since this incident, and I've never seen anybody sitting on that couch. It's...
Based on my questions, did you have anything you wanted to ask or add, rather?
I don't see this couch as something that somebody's sitting out there bird watching or.
Based on my questions, did you have anything you wanted to add to the questions you asked, Mr. Patton?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you, State Rest or City Rest? Did you want to offer any oral motions that are of a legal nature involving this case?
I don't really understand what's going on.
Okay, did you want to testify?
I can't see any reason to do that.
It's up to you. No one can make you testify, but if you, the city has to prove the case, and you don't have to disprove it. But if you want to testify, you can. This is your only chance to do it.
I would like to make a final statement.
You can make a statement about the evidence in the case. That's a closing statement. It has to deal with the evidence in the case. It's not a closing statement. It's not a diatribe or anything along those lines. All right. With that understanding, you rest your side of things then, too?
I don't understand what any of this. And I don't.
Well, they've given their side of things. They brought you to court because they think you violated an ordinance. You can take the position that you didn't violate it or that they haven't proved the case beyond a reasonable doubt.
My position is I have no obligation to the ordinances until it's proven that I have the obligation.
I understand. That's a political position. But the legal position I need to know. Do you have a legal position in this case?
I don't understand.
Okay. All right. You can make a statement, but it has to be limited to the facts of the case, as I've heard them so far.
I don't understand the nature and cause of the proceedings, so I don't feel as though I can do anything.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything to add?
I think pretty much I've said everything that needed to be said as far as the city goes, Your Honor.
All right. Based on the evidence here, I think this case has been proved beyond a reasonable doubt. I think the city might have some problems with the ordinance in other situations, but as applied to you in this particular case, the ordinance seems clearly to have been violated here. So I'm going to find you guilty. What's the disposition of the
Your Honor?
Most ordinance violations carry a $100 fine.
We're going to recommend a $100 fine, Your Honor, as well as be ordered to remove the couch within whatever the court finds for a number of days.
Well, doesn't the city, I don't know if I have the authority to order him to remove the couch. I mean, I think that can't the city do something on a cease and desist or something like that?
Then we'd just be back before the court again.
Yeah, okay.
On land use violation, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anybody else reside in the property? Mr. Bernard, that you know of?
I don't know if his girlfriend lives there with him or not. I know on the other side, on the duplex, he has tenants, but I'm not sure if his girlfriend lives there or not.
Well, the problem is he's going to go to jail for 60 days, and it's going to be 60 days before he'll personally be able to get out to remove the couch.
I don't think the city would object to having it removed as soon as he is not incarcerated. Or within, like, a couple days after he's released.
Now, you've got a fine of $120 here. If you want to pay it, you can pay it. Do you have the money on you right now?
I don't understand what's going on here.
There's a fine. Don't tell me you don't understand what a fine is. I'll find you in contempt again.
I have not been explained the nature and the cause of these proceedings from day one, and I can't continue
with
that.
You've had plenty of time to look it up yourself. The fine is $120. Do you have the money with you or don't you? Is that a yes or a no? You have the money with you or don't you? I want an answer from you, Mr. Bernard.
Are you making an offer?
Don't tempt me again, Mr. Bernard. You're making a mockery of the proceedings.
That's not my intention. My intention is to leave.
Do you have the money with you to pay the fine?
I would like to see if I have an obligation to obey the ordinances, and if so, then I'd be happy to pay the fine.
I find you in contempt again. You're continuing to do nothing but make a mockery of these proceedings. That's another 30 days in jail. That's 90 days in jail you have now. But three separate acts of contempt.
Is it unreasonable to ask for proof of obligation?
When I ask simple questions that require yes or no answers, that's what I expect. Either you have, if I ask you if you had a pen in your pocket, you can tell me yes or no. I'm asking if you have the money in your pocket. One more time.
I cannot understand any of this.
Okay, you're going to do extra time in jail for the fine then, too. I have no other course. All right, so you'll do on top of everything else, you do 3 days for the fine.